Hello, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast. Now, our friend Zelensky in Kyiv is having a cold, dark winter. And I'll tell you why he's having a cold, dark winter. It's related to the fact that the PSYOPs has now moved to the Middle East. It's all about Israel. It's all about Gaza. And frankly, what's happening on the front against Russia is of minimal interest to the world's media. I mean, do they even have journalists there now? I'm not sure. And the other thing is the tap that ensures the flow of money to Zelensky looks like it's being turned off. I read a headline that says the United States is, quote, out of money for Ukraine. Out of money. Well, yeah. The White House has issued an urgent warning to Congress on Monday, predicting that Ukraine will soon lose ground in its war against Russia. What do you mean, soon lose ground? It's already lost ground against Russia without another infusion of financial aid from the U.S. The Shalanda Young, who's the director of the Office of Management and Budget, said, I want to be clear, without congressional action by the end of this year, we will run out of resources to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine and to provide equipment from U.S. military stocks. She said, there's no magical pot of funding available to meet this moment. We are out of money and nearly out of time. So, and it turns out, obviously, back in October, the White House asked Congress to approve another $106 billion funding bill that would provide further assistance to Ukraine. And this time they threw in Israel and the allies in the Indo-Pacific, where it's also strengthening border security. All nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. This is all a massive grift. You know that. But apparently some Republicans anyway, some, there's a few of them in Congress, and they have been holding out on this one. And they basically seem reluctant to let Biden funnel even more of his grift money into Ukraine. And once it hits Ukraine, I wonder where it might go to then, folks. Do you think some of it might boomerang back into certain bank accounts in certain places? What do you think? Because obviously this whole thing has been one entire grift since the beginning. So all these weapons that they're desperate to lend to the Ukraine, I mean, that's absolutely driving up the shares and the companies that make the manufacture and make the weapons and all of the associated areas. So it's incredibly lucrative. You know, every war is a banker's war. And that's the truth. Every war, certainly in modern history, certainly over the last few centuries, but arguably even before that. And what we have is in Ukraine, a perfect way to funnel vast sums of U.S. taxpayers' cash, but also British taxpayers' cash as well, into this sort of dark hole. And meanwhile, if you look at it sort of from a helicopter point of view, we know that, if anything, Russia is now on the offensive. We know that the Ukrainian counteroffensive was an absolute failure. We know there's about 400,000 or so dead Ukrainians 2.5 years later on, or 2.75 years later on. And this just keeps rumbling on, you know. 1.75 years later on. So ultimately, I think the grift will end, and it's going to be very difficult, I think, for the likes of the Biden administration to keep sending these vast sums of money into places like Ukraine. And it's not as if they've done any good, none of it's really helped Ukraine, but I suspect it's helped the share price of certain companies. It's probably helped the bank accounts of certain politicians in different places. That's been the primary achievement of all this money. You know, it's really quite shocking. At a time when that money could have been used to help ordinary Americans, or let's say even if you didn't want to help ordinary Americans, which politicians don't, how about you just make sure that the southern border is safe? No, David, you can't be doing that. We've got to give it to Zelensky. He needs those weapons to fight Putin. And as you know, that's been a colossal failure. So what we have is hundreds of thousands of dead Ukrainians, an increasingly isolated and lonely looking Zelensky, possibly fearing what his fate might be in 2024, and the US losing interest in one particular war that has triggered, and now getting heavily involved in another war zone, which is obviously between Israel and Gaza. And so it moves along, my friends. This is the way it all works. You know, we finish one grift and we move on to the next one. So the next one, obviously, being the one in the Middle East, which is, frankly, even much more difficult and much more dangerous than that which we saw as NATO tried to take out Russia. Now, it tried and failed. And that's another lesson we learned from history. More times than not, these things which the West tries to engineer, but they backfire. They blow up in its face. And of course, we, the poor taxpayers, are left carrying the cost of it. So there you have it anyway. Poor old Zelensky, he's down to his last $100 billion. Whatever will he do?